You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky criticized EU leaders for being too soft on Russia after they made it clear they would fail to agree on a complete Russian oil import ban at a summit in Brussels. What they have agreed to is to block more than two-thirds of Russian oil imports. The ban won't affect pipeline oil imports following opposition from Hungary. Mr. Zelensky denounced the EU's lack of resolve.
I'm grateful to everyone who is pushing for the sixth sanctions package and trying to make it effective. However, unfortunately, for some reason, it is not there yet. And why do you depend on Russia, on their pressure, and not vice versa? Russia must depend on you. Why can Russia still earn almost €1 billion a day by selling energy resources? Why are banks of a terrorist state still working with Europe and the global financial system? Serious questions. And why are Russian propaganda channels still active in the European Union?
President Zelensky is calling for unity amongst the 27-member bloc.
All quarrels in Europe and internal disputes must finally end. The sixth package of sanctions must be adopted. It must be effective and it must include oil to make Russia feel the costs for what it's been doing against Ukraine and all of Europe, and to let you finally become independent from the Russian energy weapon, at least from its oil part, together with us.
President of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, says Europe needs to disentangle itself from Russian energy.
I really hope that there will be an agreement. We cannot afford there not to be, and our aim needs to remain to disentangle ourselves from Russian energy. In essence, we should not be the ones to blink. However, and while I understand the realities facing different countries, there is equally a limit to how much flexibility we can allow without losing credibility vis-à-vis our populations and the rest of the world from within the EU and from outside the EU. Unity must remain our strength and blueprint in the coming weeks and months, and our goal remains zero dependence on Russia.
The European Commission says the compromise agreement will effectively cut around 90% of oil imports from Russia to the EU by the end of the year. In Ukraine, a 32-year-old French journalist has been killed in the country's east, fatally hit by shrapnel while covering a Ukrainian evacuation operation. His employer, French news broadcaster BFM TV, says Frederick Leclerc Imhoff was killed as he was covering a humanitarian operation in an armored vehicle near Severodonetsk, a key city in the Donbass region that's being hotly contested by Russian and Ukrainian forces. He had worked for 6 years for the French television channel. French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna called the incident a crime.
A double crime was committed. First of all, an evacuation convoy was targeted and a journalist was killed, both civilians and a journalist. Thank you, Minister, for your condolences and for your help to make sure that the body is returned home.
The Director General of Reporters Without Borders, Christophe Deloire, says Russia is intentionally targeting civilians.
From the beginning of the war, we happened to notice that the journalists and the other citizens, of course, civilians, are targeted by Russian forces. Here, the journalist, this young journalist working for the French TV channel, was in a bus which was clearly identified as a humanitarian vehicle, so it is very likely that he was targeted by Russian forces.
Russian forces have shelled the northern outskirts of Kharkiv, injuring several people and setting houses on fire, a day after President Zelensky visited the city. Local rescue services say the shelling set several houses and civilian structures on fire in the village of Zhukovsky, a suburb of Kharkiv. Local resident Viktor Hertsenko.
There were explosions. We all sought shelter. When I came out into the street, everything quieted down.
I looked and I saw black smoke billowing, just like you see now with your own eyes. We are the first in line for all this, whatever comes, we are the first. It has been 2 months, it is the third month now that we are subjected to this. Everybody is afraid to come here. Humanitarian aid workers, ambulances, nobody wants to come here. Everyone is afraid to come to our village.
Ukrainian troops defending Kharkiv had repelled Russian forces, pushing them back to the border earlier this month, but the city remains within the range of Russian artillery. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.